Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to Squad After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our new friend, Praveen Kenyati, is here. Praveen is co-founder and VP of products at group.io. Group.io, that's group with an E on the end, group.io. And he's they're an organization that are focused on an area that we haven't talked about on the show before. Not exactly like we're talking about here. He spent a number of years with Yahoo and led an important group over there. And so he knows what he's talking about. And as I say, he's our new friend, Praveen Kenyati. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm very excited.
It's good to have you here, Praveen. So we've done a lot of talking on the show, a lot of reporting with people from experts like yourself to just, you know, Main Street, Wall Street CEOs who are managing remote workers in this pandemic era, how they've dealt with it, the surprises that they had, and how things worked, some of the financial things that's come to light with them for them about with regard to having a remote workforce. We've talked about the future of this going forward when the pandemic is behind us, before we have another one. You know, how does all that reconcile? How does it level out into some kind of what I call the new regular? But there's another, and so there are millions, tens, hundred, maybe, of course, around the globe, there are billions of remote workers. People have been thrust into the remote working scenario. Companies have had to deal with this. But there's another layer of that, of those remote workers that are underrepresented. We haven't talked about it, and I'm glad you're here to talk about it. You call them the deskless worker, the deskless worker. Tell us about it.
Yeah. These deskless workers are people that go about their job, day-to-day jobs, without sitting in front of a desk. So these are your maintenance folks. These are your sales associate in the store. These are your, you know, the guest housekeeping staff.
Salt of the earth, blue-collar folks that we could not live without and who don't get enough recognition.
That's right. And they represent, surprisingly, they represent 80% of the global workforce.
How many?
And 80% of the global workforce.
80%, folks. Go ahead, Praveen.
And what's even more surprising is that we talk about all these tools and technology for remote workers, but just 1% of that technology spent is for the blue-collar workforce.
Mm-hmm.
They're completely underserved from a technology standpoint.
Well, what is the demand? What do we need to be? Is there a demand for more of that? How do we? Is it another management method that we're talking about? What do you think?
In some ways, yes. Purely from a demand perspective, we've talked about, you know, people being thrust into this work-from-home scenario. But for frontline workforce, they need to actually work from the site. Now, if you look at industries such as hospitality, retail, you're looking at a typical attrition of 60%, 70%. So you're losing, 10% of your staff every month. Now, one of the biggest reasons for attrition has been that these employees have very low sense of belonging or the lack of connect with the organization. Now, it's a well-established fact that communication leads to trust and trust leads to emotional connect and sense of belonging.
That's right.
Now, in this whole pandemic situation, there is currently, if you look at the blue-collar workforce, they typically do not have a corporate email address. So none of these traditional communication systems work. So we talk about all these tools like Zoom and, you know, other messaging tools.
Right.
They do not serve this market.
What, so don't those people have smartphones? I mean, half of 60% of the globe has possession of a smartphone, and half of humans on planet Earth have a smartphone. 276 million Americans use a smartphone every day. Aren't those some of those people deskless workers?
In fact, you're absolutely right. In fact, close to about 9% of all of these workers, blue-collar frontline workforce, do have smartphones. The biggest challenge is that if you look at most of our communication systems, they work off of corporate email address. Now, none of them, you know, or at least majority of them, do not have a corporate email address. So even if they do have a smartphone, traditional systems do not connect these frontline workforce.
So they have a mobile connection, right? They have a mobile network connection. Otherwise, it's not a smartphone.
Right. Right. And which is where there is this new technology emerging, which is on, you know, their requirements for onboarding. Like I mentioned before, you have about 60 to 70% people, you know, in terms of attrition.
Mm-hmm.
So the needs of these frontline workforce is very unique because there's very high churn. So there is a lot of overhead in, you know, just getting people onboarded, a lot of overhead in terms of provisioning email addresses, the cost and all of that, which is why there is a completely new.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish.
Sorry. And which is one of the reasons why traditionally you see that they're not connected.
So you believe that we could minimize the churn, minimize the attrition of our frontline workers, our deskless workers, if we could do a better job of connecting with them the way they are prepared to be connected over a phone showing them how. Is that basically what you mean? And get your answer, and we'll come back and talk about
it.
Okay. All right. So we're going to come back and talk about how to do this, folks. And, you know, this is these people serve us. They're we couldn't do without them. Let's talk about how we can do a better job with them, helping them after the break with Praveen Kenyatta. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.